الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, and also those who are listening over radio and sat, all the brothers and sisters. There is no doubt that if you have to look at the situation throughout the world of the Muslim community, Muslim nations, Muslim societies, then we do not find very much reason to celebrate. Therefore, one brother, he said, Morana, is it right to celebrate Eid al-Fitr when there is so much of oppression, tyranny, and so much of suffering of the Muslim community and also other communities of the world? So I told him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was surrounded by all the enemies, but in Madina Tayyiba, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrated Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Although the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahud, the nasara, and the munafiqeen, they were all planning to annihilate, to wipe out the Muslim ummah. So this celebration is really a celebration of praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us the tawfiq of having observed the fast throughout the month of Ramadan from dawn to sunset. If it had not been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq and ihsan, then it was not an easy thing to remain or stay away from food and drink from dawn to sunset for so many hours of the day. It was only the tawfiq and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such ihsan. And there are other reasons, but nevertheless, the time is very, very short. And I just want to get to one or two important points. It is extremely difficult or practically impossible to cover all the different subjects, to cover all the different topics that we would like to discuss and present before the Muslim community, before our brothers and sisters, in 20 minutes. It is impossible. So let us just see what is the root cause of our problems and what is the solution for our problems. If we have to take each item, then it is going to take a very, very long time. One very old person went to a doctor and he complained that my hearing, I have a problem.
So he said it is due to old age. Then he told him, my sight is also gone very weak. He said, well, it's due to old age. Then he said, I've got pain in my knees, in my hands, in my body. I've got a problem with my speech. He said, all this is due to old age. So the old person gave him one tight slap. So the doctor said, don't worry, that is also due to old age. So this is what we have to understand, that there is a root cause of all our problems. Just as all the problems he attributed to old age, like that all the problems we can attribute to one and only one factor, and that is that spirit of Iman which was present in the lives of the companions of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that spirit of Iman which was in the hearts of the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the Mashayikh and the Awliya, and the good Muslims of the past, it is lacking in our hearts. We do not have khawf e khuda. We do not have taqwa. So the lack of taqwa is the cause of all our problems. Therefore Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was told to give some advice and nasihat by Hazrat Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala an, then Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing that he said is, alayka bi taqwa Allah. فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ كُلِّ. That adopt taqwa because it is the root of all the virtuous deeds. Once you have taqwa in you, once you have khawf e khuda in you, once you have this concern that we are accountable for every action and every deed on the day of Qiyamah before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then you have planted the seeds of taqwa. When you have planted the seeds of taqwa, then the tree that will grow, it will have branches, and the fruits of those branches will be good character, straight dealings, there will be honesty, there will be truthfulness in that person's life, there will be generosity, there will be kindness, there will be humility. All the good deeds will be born out of this root, and that is the root of taqwa. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us this blessed month of Ramadan, that we develop this taqwa in us, that we become concerned that whichever step I take, whatever I do, then just as in the month of Ramadan I was always checking whether my Allah is pleased with this or not. I was not eating, I was not drinking because it was my Allah Ta'ala's order. In the same way, in the rest of my life now, I will do exactly what my Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have ordered. Now this person who has developed this taqwa, then when he is going to go home, then when he enters the home, the wife will be happy to see this person. The children will be happy to see this person, because he will have the character and the akhlaq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the wife and the children have got taqwa, then this father will be very happy to see such children, and this husband will be very happy to see such wife. In the same way, when this person has got taqwa, then in his dealings in the business, the clients and the customers will not have any complaints that I was cheated, I was robbed, injustice was done to me, there was a defect in the article but I was not shown the defect. When this person dies, then his children, if they have got taqwa, then in the distribution of the inheritance there's going to be no problem. Because every person will say that I will only take that which is due to me in accordance with the law of the Sharia. In other words, in every aspect of this person's life, there will be nothing now but beauty. Because the person has planted the seeds of taqwa. And that root now, the tree that grew, so all these are the fruits of the taqwa. Now that is another subject altogether. Therefore, if we have to look now into the society, this is the weakness of ours, that we have got superficial Islam in our lives. A little bit of namaz, if somebody has got, then he considers himself to have bought a place in Jannat, irrespective of what kind of dealings he has, irrespective of what kind of lifestyle he leads, irrespective of how much of sins there are in his life, but just that little namaz and little bit of zikr and tilawat, and the person thinks that I have reserved my place in Jannat. In the same way, if somebody is doing some social work, some welfare work, then that person thinks that I have done my duty, and the most important thing in Islam is social and welfare activities. So therefore, whether there's no namaz in my life, there's no roza, no zakat, or my character, my akhlaq can be that of the kuffar and the mushrikeen, but I have reserved my place in Jannah. So every person gets hold of one branch, and thereafter he thinks that he has reserved his place in Jannah. So the masjid was not a place for the practice. These programs that were held in Ramadan, or the i'tikaf that took place, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the zikr and all the other things, they were intended to purify the heart, so that this person now when he goes to the bazaar, when he goes to the marketplace, when he goes to the college, when that student goes to the university, when that professional person goes to his profession, then everywhere now he displays and projects that which he developed in his heart, and that is taqwa. Now if after 30 days of fasting we have not developed that, then it is something to be ashamed of, it is something to shed tears over, that oh Allah, this Mubarak month of Ramadan passed and we were unable to do that which was pleasing to you, and we were unable to develop in our hearts that noor of taqwa for which you prescribed fasting. Each and every one of us, if we have to take an x-ray of our hearts after the 30 days of fasting and check that how much of noor have we retained in our hearts. How much of noor have we retained in our hearts? Some of the noor escaped through our eyes. Some of the nur escaped through our ears by listening to ghibat and all the haram. Some of the nur escaped through our mouths by making ghibat and speaking lies and taking false oaths and qasams and all those kinds of sins which are related to the tongue. Or slicing the hearts of people by using such kind of speech or talking to people in such a kind of manner that instead of creating friendship and happiness and muhabbat and unity, the person sliced the heart of his wife, he sliced the heart of his parents, he sliced the hearts of his children, he sliced the hearts of his neighbors just because he could not speak sweetly to people, he could not speak kindly to people. So some of the nur escaped through the ears, some through the eyes, some through the mouth, and some through our hands and some through our feet, and at the end of the day we are where we were at the beginning of the month. So this is the reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had prescribed fasting. My brothers, when Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world, we know that at that time there was so much of kufr around. There was nothing but the darkness of kufr around. Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, kuch zulm ne shole badkaye. Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, kuch zulm ne shole badkaye. Seenon mein adawat jaag uthi, insaan se insaan takraye. Seenon mein adawat jaag uthi, insaan se insaan takraye. Paamal kiya barbaad kiya, kamzor ko taqat walon ne. Paamal kiya barbaad kiya, kamzor ko taqat walon ne. The poet says that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to this world, then there was plenty of injustice, plenty of kufr. There was nothing but fitnas of kufr and injustice all around. Those people who had some power, some strength, some government, some force, some might, then what else did they do except suppressing and oppressing? There was nothing else there. There was nothing but kufr and shirk. But jab zulm o sitam had se badhe tashreef o Muhammad le aaye, when all this zulm reached a limit, then Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived, and within a few years he changed that same community to that level that those people who were leading others astray, they became the guides of the society. They became the guides of mankind. Those people who were in kufr and shirk, but they were the ones who taught the lessons of akhlaq and morality and honesty and chastity and nobility and humility and sincerity and generosity and kindness. Every virtue that you can think of was taught by those same people after that who accepted Islam and who accepted Iman. So there is nothing to lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is nothing to despair of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. There is great potential in the community, great potential in the youth, great potential in the women, great potential in the children. Everybody has got a potential. Therefore, irrespective of how much of sins they must have been committing, but still if you have to compare the community with other communities, because this community believes in Allah, it believes in a day of judgment, it believes in a life hereafter, therefore in comparison there will definitely be much less sins than those which others are committing. And that Iman and Islam which is in the heart, it is such a great ni'mat and dawlat that it can change the condition of the person any time. Because he's got the root of Iman and Islam, then you just have to remind him that there is a day of judgment. You have to remind this person that one day you have to stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and answer for your doings. You just have to remind this person that you are a believer in Allah. He is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. So therefore, even if you escape the sight of people, escape the sight of your neighbors, escape the sight of society, but you have not escaped the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no such thing as that if the Attorney General does not catch up with you, so then you have escaped. Now when you explain this to the people, and you try to develop this taqwa in their hearts, then you will find these people, even if they committed mistakes and errors and sins, but they will be prepared to repent. If they have taken property which was not due to them, then if sincerely they have repented, they will return that property. If they have sincerely repented, they will pay back to a person whatever is due to him. If they have hurt the feelings of people, then they will phone that person, they will ask that person for maafi, or they will approach that person and say that I made a mistake, forgive me, I am at fault. Brothers, these were the teachings of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to understand that there is no other solution to the problems of the ummah except that we make an all-out effort to bring deep down into the hearts of every believer this conscious awareness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's presence. That He is a living, powerful, almighty Allah.
He is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. Just as in Ramadan we believe that He was all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing, we must believe in every action of our life that He is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. And until we don't get that, then there will be nothing that we will be able to achieve. At the most, we will try and solve some problem here and there, and there is no doubt that we have to make an effort to even solve those little problems. But we have to get to the root. Like for example, there is a frightening problem of the drugs. The drug scene is a very frightening scene. Alcohol, liquor, wine and women and all kinds of sins. It is very, very frightening. There is a darkness that we see out there. There's so much of haram entertainment. There are so much of haram movies that are being shown. There are so much of haram actions and deeds that are being committed. All around we find nothing but darkness. And a person then begins to lose hope. He says, how am I going to solve this problem? The problem is that we are looking too far. We want to solve the problems from a very high level. Every time that we think of a problem, then we think of changing governments of the Muslim world. There is no doubt that most of the governments of the Muslim country, of the Muslim world, they are nothing but puppets of America and Britain and other parts of the world. And they have got no force and might and power of their own. So much of zulm is being made in Chechnya and other parts of the world. And all the military might and power and all those missiles and everything that they have purchased is for nothing but just one show at the end of the year that we have got so much of military might and so much of military power. But they just cannot come to the assistance and help of any of their Muslim brothers who are in distress. So we are not going to be able to solve that problem because we are looking too far. But if each and every one of us look into our own lives, that can I make a change? What change can I make in my life? Rahe dekhte teen hal ki jab hame apni khabar, rahe dekhte auron ke aib o hunar, teen hal ki jab hame apni khabar, rahe dekhte auron ke aib o hunar, jo padi apni kharabiyon par jo nazar, to nigaah mein koi bura na raha, zafar usko aadmi na janiyega, goh kaisa hi sahib fehm o zaka, jise aish mein yaad e khuda na raha, jise taish mein khauf e khuda na raha. How beautifully he puts it. He says, until we kept on looking at all the faults of everybody else except ourselves, until we kept looking at the faults of others, we didn't know our own faults. Until we didn't know our own faults and our own weakness and our own shortcomings, we kept on looking at the faults of everybody else. But when my eyes and my sight fell on my own weakness, my own faults, my own shortcomings, then nobody was bad in my sight. And he says, Zafar, do not consider that person even a human being. No matter how much of degrees he has, no matter how much of qualification he has, no matter how much of intelligence he has, but do not even consider him a human being if when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has provided him with ni'mats, has bestowed upon him favors, the person has got health, has got wealth, has got property, has got intelligence, has got qualification, has got degrees. When this person in all these ni'mats of Allah, he's got good sight, he's got good hearing, good speech, he forgets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he forgets the giver of those ni'mats, then don't even consider him as a human being. Or when he is angry, when he is angry, then at that time, he forgets, he doesn't have any khawf and fear of Allah ta'ala in his heart. At that time he says what he wants to, he does what he wants to. So my dear brothers, this month of Ramadan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us to develop this taqwa. And as I said, that there is no doubt that there is a lot of darkness that is around. And every person seems to be losing hope. They say, how are we going to solve the problems? Because before you can solve one problem, another 100 problems are surfacing. Before you try to suppress one fitna, another 100 fitnas are arising. So how are you going to solve it? So for the believer, there is no such thing as despairing of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must quickly look into the incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. That Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, he went into the stomach of the whale. It is a long story, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused the whale to swallow him, and it became a living grave for Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam was alive, and this grave of his was also alive. That is the whale, stomach of the whale. And he kept on moving in the ocean. Then in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَّا إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the darkness of the stomach, of the waters of the ocean, in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, and in the darkness of the night, three darkness, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam calls out, La ilaha illa anta. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one that is worthy of worship besides you. There is no one that I can turn towards besides you. There is no one that I can pray to besides you. There is no one that I can seek from besides you. You are my only hope, my only support. So he turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he acknowledges his weakness and he says, Inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Although he was a Nabi of Allah and it was only an error of judgment, there was no such thing as a sin. But still he says, Inni kuntu min az-zalimin. I have done great injustice upon my soul. I am of those who have done injustice. Now he's acknowledging a weakness. He is pleading to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala helplessness. And he is acknowledging every weakness of his. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we responded to his call. Now where is he calling? He's calling in three darkness. Allah ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to his call. And we removed that distress which he was suffering. That distress in which he found himself, we removed that distress. And then immediately after that Allah ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is how we will keep on giving salvation from distress and from harm and from problem and from difficulties to those who are believers. I'm giving you the meaning, the general meaning, that whoever is a believer, in whichever time he will be living, whether he is living in the 14th century or he will be living in the 20th century or the 30th century, but if he is a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he's got a problem, he is in distress, he has got a difficulty, he is in darkness, then at that time if he turns towards me and he seeks from me and he does the same thing that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did, that he acknowledged a weakness on the one hand. He did not justify any kind of weakness as we do, that we find justification for our sins in some ayat of the Quran Sharif, in some hadith of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nauzu billahi min zalik. If we want to justify and make halal, then we will try to find some Quranic verse and some ayat of the, or some hadith to justify our sin. But here he is not, even though it was just an error of judgment, but he says, Oh Allah, I am one of those who has committed injustice and therefore I am turning towards you. And Allah Ta'ala responded to his call. Meaning that even if it is the darkness of kufr, the darkness of shirk, the darkness of evil that is around, the darkness of the drug scene, the darkness of liquor, alcohol, the darkness of gambling, the darkness of anything that you can think of in the environment which is sinful and haram, the darkness of all the haram entertainment that is being churned out by the day. Because to make any film a box hit, the first thing you have to do is have plenty of nudity, and then they will say that it was the most successful film. And then who gets caught? The Muslims. The Muslim gets caught in everything. Whatever it is that is happening, he is caught. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must save us from all these webs. As I mentioned in one of my talk, that at present there are so many different webs and there are so many different nets. We have East Net, West Net, M Net, and all kinds of nets, including Shaitan's net. And at the same time, we have different kind of webs. So if we don't get caught in some net, then we get caught in some web. Some pawn web here and some pawn web there. So in these times when there is so much of darkness, at such a time, what we do, we have to do. We have to do the same thing that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did. Turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Create in the hearts of our children that love for Allah. That He is the one who has blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech. Create in our children's heart that love for Allah to such an extent, and the love for Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent, that it becomes extremely easy for them to turn towards Allah, to turn towards the masjid, to turn towards the Quran, to turn towards jihad, to turn towards charity and honesty, to turn towards everything that is virtuous and noble. But we have to first make sure that our own lives are changed. The reason why our children are not changing is because we ourselves are not prepared to change. We want everybody else to change in the world. The only one that we don't want any change in is ourselves. And that is the reason we cannot seem to be getting anywhere. So when we are going to create from a very young age in the hearts of our children, that look, my dear child, who blessed you with your sight? The same eyes you will be using for your studies, you will be using for so many purposes. It is Allah that blessed it. Who is it that gave you hearing? Don't you see so many places there are schools for deaf, dumb and blind? How fortunate you are that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave you sight, He gave you hearing, He gave you speech, He gave you heart, liver and lungs working, He gave you such a fit and a healthy body. Now what should you do with all this? You should obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And slowly but gradually you will find that if this is done at an early age, there will be no problem when they grow up. And if they have gone far, then still that is the solution, to bring them back with love, with muhabbat, with politeness, with wisdom, with tact, and bring them back into a good environment. Because two things are the major cause of the problems of any person. One is the environment, and his friendships and companion, and the type of education or the type of books that he is reading, the type of films that he is watching, or the types of things that he is seeing and hearing. So these are the things that influence a person. So my brothers, we have to understand that life is very, very short. It is fleeting. It's going so fast and so quick that people who were with us a few years ago, a few days ago, they are no more with us. And we too are heading towards the grave day by day. I conclude again on something that always touches my heart whenever I mention it. And that is that if we only remember this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is one thing that He has kept secret. And that is when we are going to die, where we are going to die, how we are going to die. So how can a person, especially a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ever be in a sinful state? How can he be committing adultery when he doesn't know whether the roof is going to collapse due to an earthquake or tremor? How can that person be committing fornication? How can he be going in the gambling den? How can he be in a cinema or theater when he doesn't know what's going to happen within a few seconds? How many cinemas have burned down? How many people they were courting and they were shot, they were hijacked, they were murdered, they were killed? Now what an embarrassment for that person himself, for his family, and for the entire Muslim society when this person dies in such a state. So therefore we should just always remember,
kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha jo qabr e kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzve badan tha na tare kafan tha.
He says, how many times we have seen that they were fit, young and healthy people with very fit bodies. They were jogging, they were skipping, they were running, they were exercising, they were doing everything. And in fact, sometimes they became world-class boxers and they became world-class wrestlers and world-class gymnastics they were able to do, to participate in. However, it says, when the time of death came, after that again they gave the person a beautiful kafan, they poured a lot of ether on him, and they put his body into the grave. After some time when the grave was dug up, neither was there any sign of the body there, nor was there any sign of the kafan there. That's our life. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with life, we must make use of it. Make use of the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given. Nobody says you mustn't eat good food, mustn't drink well, mustn't wear good clothes. All the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, use it correctly if it has been earned through halal. See, look after the poor, the needy, the orphans, the destitute. Spend on good causes. Nobody stops us. However, we have to always bear in mind that one day suddenly the angel of death is going to extract the soul. So am I ready to meet him? Am I ready to meet him? Can I tell him, welcome, I was waiting for you, when you are going to arrive? Is my will in order? Amanats and trusts of people that are in my hand, have I sorted all that out? I've got notes and everything written that what belongs to whom. People that I'm owing monies, have I made a record of that? Anything that requires any kind of writing, have I undertaken it? So in other words, we should be ready, prepared, so that when the angel of death comes, we say that so many years we were waiting for you. Where were you all this time? Because we want to meet our Allah. And there is no other way to meet our Allah and our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam except through this bridge that we have to cross of death. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a very, very happy and a pleasant and a joyous Eid. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties and the hardships and the problems that the ummah is facing throughout the world. May He cause the winds of hidayah to blow throughout the world. And may He give us the tawfiq to do all things that are pleasing to Him and His beloved Nabi and our beloved Nabi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa akmala lana deenana wa atamma alayna ni'matah wa radiya lana al-islam deena. فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر يرفع بالطاعة أقواما ويدع بالمعصية آخرين الله أكبر يثيب الصائمين ويعاقب الفاطرين الله أكبر والعزة لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين الله أكبر ما صامت الأمة المحمدية شهر رمضان مخبتين وصابرين الله أكبر ما قرأوا القرآن وباتوا لربهم سجدا وقياما ساحرين الله أكبر ما ازدهمت بهم المساجد مصلين وذاكرين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ولفضله سائلين وعلى نعمته شاكرين الله أكبر ما ذكروا بصيامهم أحوال البائسين وواسوا بزكاتهم الفقراء والمساكين وخرجوا يوم العيد مسرورين يحمدون الله ويهنئ بعضهم بعضا بما ناله من الأجر العظيم والفضل الأكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله هذا يوم يوفى الصابرون فيه أجورهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون ويكرم الرحمن فيه عباده بالفضل العظيم على ما كانوا يصنعون ويباهي بكم أيها المؤمنون ملائكة السماء وأنتم في الصلاة خاشعون وعن اللغو معرضون وللزكاة فاعلون ومن الصيام خارجون تمتثلون قوله تعالى ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بعض الناس يشمر في طاعة لا طيلة رمضان ويقيم الصلاة ويذكر الله كثيرا ويقرأ القرآن ويقلع عن الشر وما كان عليه من الفسوق والعصيان يطيل الجلوس في المساجد ويحضر الجمعة والجماعة ويقبل مسرعا إذا سمع الأذان فإذا كان ليلة العيد ترك الخير وأعطى نفسه من الشر ما تريد وأقد حلفا مع الشيطان معاقدة على السوء باليد والقلب واللسان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد فيا معشر الإخوان اتقوا الله تعالى في السر والعلن وذروا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن واعلموا أن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروا الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر 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 La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar walillahil hamd. Alhamdulillahi allazi ja'ala al-'eed yawma jazaa'in wa thawab yakhla'u fihi 'ala al-'abidin hulal ar-ridha wa yulbisuhum fihi min ihsanihi jameel al-thiyab. Nahmaduhu ta'ala 'ala at-tawfiq lima amarna bihi fi nahari Ramadan min tarki at-ta'am wash-sharab wa nashkuruhu 'azza wa jalla يسر علينا قيام رمضان بصلاة التراويح وتلاوة الكتاب ونسأله المزيد من فضله وأن يفتح لنا من الخير كل باب. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على أزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبه. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفرة والمبتدئة والمشركين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Brothers, the kernel of all ibadat is dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one hadith has even called it imaduddin, just as he mentioned salat as a pillar of deen. In the same way he said dua is also imaduddin, because in dua we express our complete helplessness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we seek from him all the goodness of this world and the hereafter, believing that he is the one in whose hands our life lies. He is our creator, he is our khaliq and malik, and it is only right that we should turn towards him and seek from him. And especially in these days of fitna and these days of hijackings and murders and killings and all types of things that are happening, so we have to turn more and more towards him. Of course, those people who are shot and killed in a state of iman, then they've got a form of shahadat. But at the same time, we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. So put your heart, mind and soul into the dua when we are making dua, and you'll find definitely an acceptance. Either Allah will give us what we ask for, or he will give us something better in return, or he will remove some difficulty, calamity, hardship, problem that was going to beface us, which we were not even aware of because of the duas that we made. Or he will keep it for us in the hereafter. But the person making dua is never at a loss. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين
Brothers, the kernel of all ibadat is dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in one hadith has even called it imaduddin. Just as he mentioned salat as a pillar of deen, in the same way he said dua is also imaduddin. Because in dua we express our complete helplessness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we seek from him all the goodness of this world and the hereafter, believing that he is the one in whose hands our life lies, he is our creator, he is our khaliq and malik, and it is only right that we should turn towards him and seek from him. And especially in these days of fitna and these days of hijackings and murders and killings and all types of things that are happening, so we have to turn more and more towards him. Of course, those people who are shot and killed in a state of iman, then they've got a form of shahadat. But at the same time, we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. So put your heart, mind and soul into the dua when we are making dua, and you'll find definitely an acceptance. Either Allah will give us what we ask for, or He will give us something better in return, or He will remove some difficulty, calamity, hardship, problem that was going to beface us, which we were not even aware of because of the du'as that we made. Or He will keep it for us in the hereafter. But the person making du'a is never at a loss. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما Oh my beloved Allah forgive each and every one of us Oh Allah such a large crowd of believers when they raise their hands before you Oh my beloved Allah you feel ashamed to return those hands empty Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed. From the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we have committed, Oh Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, you are so compassionate, so kind, so loving and so forgiving, so merciful that in spite of our sins, you have been giving us so much to eat and drink. If there had been another Allah, He would have seized us the moment we spoke haram. He would have seized us the moment we saw haram. He would have seized us the moment we listened to haram. He would have seized us the moment we touched anything that was haram. He would have seized us the moment our feet walked towards those places where it was haram for us to walk to. Oh my Allah, He would have paralyzed us immediately there and then. Because every ni'mat is a gift of yours. Oh my beloved Allah,
how overlooking you are, how kind and compassionate you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of us committing so much of sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink. You have given us shelter above our heads. You have given us clothes to wear. You have given us our sight, our hearing and our speech, our liver, our heart and our lungs all functioning. Ey mere Allah, teri ni'maton ka ihsan aur teri ni'maton ka shukr hum ada nahi kar sakte. Oh my beloved Allah, even if there is a father, if the son is disobedient once or twice, he may tolerate it. But after that, the fathers also get annoyed and they kick the children out of their homes. Oh mere Allah, teri hi ne'mat kha kha kar teri nafarmani karte rahe. Oh Allah, the food that you gave we eat. Oh Allah, the water that you send down from the heavens we drink. Oh Allah, every ne'mat that you have provided we use. But oh Allah, we use it for your disobedience. How much namak haram we are. Ey mere Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Teri di hui ne'matein kha kar teri nafarmani karte hai. Ey mere Allah, ab to hume maaf farma de. Aaj mubarak din ke andar hum sab ko maaf farma de. Hamare bachcho ko maaf farma de. Forgive our parents on this mubarak day. Forgive our wives and children on this mubarak day. Forgive our brothers and sisters on this mubarak day. Forgive our families on this mubarak day. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah on this Mubarak day. Oh my Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. You want us to turn towards you and seek repentance. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you. These begging bowls you have attached to our bodies. Ya Allah, these hands of ours are our begging bowls. We are not seeking from human beings. Human beings become angry when hands are stretched before them. Why should we stretch our hands before human beings? Oh Allah, we are stretching it before you. There is no shortage in your treasures, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, hum tujhse talab kar rahe hai. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that little ant. How can you not be aware of what we are doing, whether it is light or darkness, because you are the creator of light and darkness. Oh my Allah, we are just deceiving ourselves. We are just fooling ourselves that you are not seeing and not watching. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we have taken too much of advantage of your mercy and your kindness. But oh Allah, if we are not going to take advantage of your mercy and kindness, who else is there like you, oh my Allah? Who else is there that is so forgiving like you? Oh Allah, but we are now turning towards you. We are making sincere tawbah from all the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah. We have no intention of returning to those sins again. Oh my Allah, give us steadfastness on our tawbah. Ey mere pyare Khuda, when we were committing sins in darkness, or when we were committing sins away from the society, from the people, when we were committing sins hidden away from our friends and our families, at that time we thought that nobody was watching us. Oh my beloved Allah, the only one that we thought was blind was you. Ay mere pyare Khuda, is jurm azim ko tu maaf farma de. Oh Allah, forgive this major sin of ours. Ay mere pyare Khuda, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever, whatever is due. If we have taken property not belonging to us, give us the himmat and the courage to return to them whatever is due. Ya Allah, if we have hurt and injured the feelings of any person, give us the tawfiq to seek forgiveness on this Mubarak day. Ya Allah, give us a heart that is accommodating, a heart that is forgiving, a heart that is large, a heart that is like Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's forgiving heart. Ey mere pyare Khuda, our hearts have become so narrow and tightened because of the sins that we have been indulging in abundance, that we are not prepared to even forgive our parents nowadays, oh my Allah. Ey mere Khuda, hum kis zame, kis hal par pahunch gaye, ki ab maa-baap ko maaf karne ke liye hum tayyar nahi hote hai. Le mere Khuda, hamay taufeeq ata farma. Give us the taufeeq of sincere tawbah before our death. Oh Allah, before the ghusl and the bath of death is given to us, give us the taufeeq of taking the bath of tawbah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the taufeeq of taking the bath of tawbah before the ghusl of mayyat is given to us. Ya Allah, before the libas of kafan is put on our bodies, give us the taufeeq to put on the libas of taqwa on our bodies. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of taqwa over our hearts before the ghusl, before the libas of kafan is given to our bodies. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai, hum napak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, lekin tere bande hai. Oh my Allah, whatever we may be, no matter who, what we may have done, but you are our khaliq, you are our sustainer, you are our forgiving Allah, you are our merciful Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, open the doors of your, and the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Ya Allah, such a large gathering is extending his hand before you, and so many others may be extending who are listening. Ey mere pyare khuda, teri rahmat ke darwaze khol de, teri maghfirat ke darwaze khol de. How long are you going to keep those doors shut because of our sins? Oh my Allah, forgive our sins and open those doors for us. Ya Allah, our hearts have become pitch black, committing sins day and night. So much of Quranic verses we listen to, so much of hadiths are recited. Ya Allah, so much of incidents in the life of the Awliya-i-Kiram are placed before us. So much of incidents and in the stories of the Sahaba-i-Kiram are before us. But oh Allah, it causes no ripple effect on our hearts. Ya Allah, we still remain in the same condition. Ey mere Allah, aaj to hamare dilo ko paak farma de. Clean and purify our hearts. Give us those hearts that you give to the Awliya-i-Kiram. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your walis. Give us the hearts that you give to those who are righteous and pious. Ya Allah, hame qulub paak aur saaf naseeb farma. Ya Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the stars that are twinkling in the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, oh my Sattar Ghaffar Allah, oh my forgiving Allah, oh my compassionate Allah, oh my kind Allah, oh my dear Allah, even if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then to oh my Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ehi mere khuda, tere liye kya mushkil hai hamare gunahon ko maaf karna. Ya Allah, the sahaba-e-kiram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, before they accepted Islam, they were in kufr, they were in shirk, they were in nifaq and hypocrisy, they were in all kinds of sins and vices. They used to drink, they used to gamble, they used to murder, they used to kill, they used to bury their young daughters alive. But oh my beloved Allah, when you blessed them with Iman and Islam, when they became the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh my Allah, they became the guides for mankind. Ya Allah, they became the guides for mankind. You gave them the title of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. If you could have changed their condition, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Change the interest of lives that we have got. Oh my Allah, at present our interest of life is nothing but haram entertainment and pleasures. There's nothing else we want in our life except haram entertainment and pleasure. We want to see plentiful of haram. We want to listen to plentiful of haram. We want to go to places where there is nothing but your wrath and anger descending. Oh my beloved Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the pious and the righteous, your walis, they used to do ibadat and they used to cry. They used to make zikr and they used to cry. They used to make zikr and tilawat and they used to cry. They used to fulfill the rights of people and cry. They used to bow down before you and they cry. Oh my Allah, today we commit sins and we laugh. We commit sins and we brag about our sins. We are proud to advertise our sins in newspapers, oh my Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum kitne dur nikal chuke, how far we have gone from the deen. Ey mere Allah, lekin tu ghafurur rahim hai, tu arhamur rahimin hai, tu akramul akramin hai. No matter how filthy and dirty we may be, but oh Allah, the only one who can accept dirty and filthy ones like us is you. Ey mere Allah, aaj hame paak farma de. Ya Allah, accept the zikr that we made in Ramadan. Accept the tilawat of Ramadan. Accept the fasting of Ramadan. Accept all the ibadat of Ramadan. Accept our tahajjud of Ramadan. Ya Allah, accept our salatu tarawees of Ramadan. Ya Allah, accept our charities of Ramadan. Accept our zakat, fitras and lillahs of Ramadan. Ya Allah, jitne nek kaam ke usko to qubool farma. Ya Allah, accept all the ibadat. Ya Allah, lighten our hearts. Put noor and light into our hearts of taqwa. Lighten up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat, zikr and ibadat. So that we may see the road that goes to you, O my Allah. We have lost our directions in life, O my Allah. Show us the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Show us the road that leads to Kaabatullah. And show us the road that leads to the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ey mere pyare khuda, at present the only road that seems to be open before us is the road of shaitan and nafs. Lekin mere khuda, give us the himmat and the courage to fight against these two enemies of ours like the lions, O my Allah. Shaitan is not the friend of anyone. You have declared him to be the open enemy of the believers. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to fight against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, hum sabko zindagi mein sehat ata farma. Bless each and every one of us with long life. Bless us with long life. Bless our children with long life. Bless our parents with long life. Bless our wives and families with long life. Bless the entire ummah with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with qanaat, with sabr, with shukr, with zuhat, with taqwa, with marifat, with yaqeen, with tawakkul. Ay Allah, hame teri zaat-e-ali ke upar tawakkul naseeb farma, yaqeen naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give us such an attachment and such a bond with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that nafs and shaitan must not be able to move us even an inch. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sab ka taluk teri zaat-e-paak ke saath qawi farma de. Make us the fish that swims deep in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the entire Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, we have divided and disunited the community. On trivial issues, Ya Allah, we are fighting and fighting. Ya Allah, in our homes there's no more unity left. Over trivial issues, husbands and wives are at war with each other. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters are at war and battle with each other. Ya Allah, family members are at fight and quarrel and war with each other. Oh Allah, over miserable coins they are fighting to the teeth. Oh mere pyare khuda, that ummat which was supposed to be for your ibadat, that ummat which was supposed to be for your zikr and tilawat, that ummat which was supposed to spread the deen of Islam, Ya Allah, that ummat which was supposed to propagate the message of the Quran and the Sunnah to each and every one in the world. Ya Allah, how can we do any propagation when we have no noor of taqwa in our hearts? Ya Allah, when we are quarreling and fighting and arguing and bickering, ay mere khuda, how can we give the message of unity to the brothers all over the world? How can we give the message of unity to our non-Muslim brothers and sisters? Ya Allah, they will immediately point a finger and say, but you don't have any unity amongst yourselves. Ay mere khuda, aaj mubarak din ke hamdar hum tujhse sawal karte. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Ay Allah, remove our quarrels and difficulties and problems. Ay mere Allah, hum sab ke khuloob ko paak farma de. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of health. Give us both spiritual health and physical health. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of wealth. Ya Allah, wealth is not haram and it is not forbidden, but it must come through halal sources and with your pleasure. Ya Allah, bless us with that wealth which is pak and which is pure, and save us from the fitnas of those wealth. Ya Allah, do not let that wealth take us to the gambling dens. Do not let our wealth take us to the prostitute quarters. Do not let our wealth take us to haram places. Ya Allah, do not let our wealth take us to the cinemas and theaters. Do not let our wealth make us purchase all those porn movies and filthy magazines. Ey mere Allah, wealth is your ni'mat. How can we use it in these places? Ya Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike, where he will strike, and how he will strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in the casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in some prostitute quarters. Don't let the angel of death find us with some illicit woman in our hands. Ey mere pyare khuda, don't let his woman, then don't let the angel of death find us in some hotel room where we are indulging in some haram activity. Ey Allah, do not let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouth. Ey Allah, what kind of death that would be if the angel of death has to just extract our soul just when we are popping those drug tablets into our mouths. Ey Allah, what kind of a death that would be if there is a bottle in our hand and the angel of death has to say that your time has expired and there will be no more respite and no more extension of this visa of life. اے میرے خدا اس وقت ہمارا کیا حال ہوگا. اے اللہ ہمیں موت برکت والی عطا فرما. Bless us with the mouth of برکت او مائی اللہ. Bless us with the death of ایمان او مائی اللہ. Bless us with the death of اسلام او مائی اللہ. اے اللہ مدینہ طیبہ کی موت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ میرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے جوار اور قرب میں موت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ مسجد نبوی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی موت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ so that when we are buried in جنت البقیع, when the winds of rahmat and forgiveness will blow, then we too may become forgiven. Ay Allah, we do not have good deeds to our credit. We do not have much capital to take with us in the grave. Therefore, we are seeking from you death in Madina Tayyibah. But if it is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyibah, then wherever our death comes, let it be on iman. Let it be with the love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of sacrifices he made for us. He stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. Ay Allah, in Taif he was stoned so much until his Mubarak shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ay Allah, if some enemy has to throw a stone at one of our beloved sons, and just one drop of blood has to ooze out from our beloved son's body, Ay Allah, we will become so worked up that we will want to shoot that person. But oh my beloved Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is your Habib. But oh Allah, for the sake of Deen he is being stoned. For the sake of Islam he is being stoned. And so much of blood is oozing that his Mubarak shoes is filled with his Mubarak blood. Ay Allah, when he goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif, where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort today, Ya Allah, intestines of animals are placed on his back. His little daughter says, oh my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? Because you have caused no harm to anyone. Ay Allah, wo kya wo kaisa zara hoga? Ya Allah, Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam par jo musibate, jo takalif, aur jo azmaishe aayi, Ya Allah, it was all for the sake of the ummat. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made so much of sacrifices for the sake of the ummat. Ya Allah, in Uhud he was stoned, he fell down unconscious. His teeth were shattered. But he kept on praying for the ummat. Ummat, ummat, ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummat for whom you sacrificed so much, that ummat today is in the casinos. That ummat is in the fraud activities. That ummat is in prostitution. That ummat is today in the gambling dens. That ummat is today in stealing. That ummat is today in every kind of sin. That ummat in adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of the condition of his ummat, Ay Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, aaj hame tawbah ki tawfiq de de. Allah, how long are we going to be hypocritical? How long are we going to remain hypocrites on this earth? Ya Allah, how long are we going to just show that we have got love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but we do not obey and we do not follow him? Ay Allah, now give us the tawfiq and the courage and the himmat to obey my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in every action of his. Ay Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki aur teri zaat ki aisi muhabbat hame naseeb farma. Give us such love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it becomes easy for us to make namaz, easy for us to give zakat, easy for us to fast, easy for us to go for hajj, easy for us to stay away from adultery, from fornication, from gambling, from drinking, from drugs, from wine and from evil women. Ay mere pyare khuda, put the love of our wives into our hearts. Take away the love of illicit women from our hearts. Put the love of our wives into our hearts. Ya Allah, jo halal hai usko istemal ki tawfiq ata farma. Haram se hamari puri puri hifazat farma. Ya Allah, because of our indulgence in haram, because of our casting of lustful glances at women that are haram for us to see, even the love of our wives has left of our hearts. Therefore there's so much of quarrels and arguments, ay mere pyare khuda. But oh my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak day, on this Mubarak occasion, we are extending our hands before you. Ya Allah, in the whole world, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove their difficulties and hardships. Ya Allah, Chechnya ke bahus musalmano par raham farma. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, they were bombed left, right and center. Ya Allah, those zalims, they didn't even have a little bit of mercy for those innocent women and children and people. Ay Allah, ay Allah, tu zalimin ko sakh se sakh saza ata farma. But ay Allah, ya to unko hidayat de, bless them with hidayat. But if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept it, and they will remain obstacles. Then Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, in all other parts of the world, wherever the Muslim Mujahideen are making effort, Ya Allah, send them your help and assistance from unseen sources. Ya Allah, in this country also, cause the deen of Islam to spread. Ya Allah, let each and every heart become a reciter of the kalima La ilaha illallah. O Allah, connect each and every one with you. Ya Allah, let each and every one be connected to Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of Iman and Hidayat blow throughout. Ya Allah, let the winds of Iman and Hidayat blow throughout. Ya Allah, the works of deen in whichever line and direction they are taking place, as long as they are in conformity with the Quran and the Sunnah, Ya Allah, accept each and every person's effort. Ya Allah, whether it is through writing that they are making an effort, whether it is through tabligh that they are making an effort, whether through dawud that they are making an effort, O Allah, whether it is the work of the khanqas or the madrasas or the darul ulooms or the masajid or those who are doing welfare work and social work, ey mere pyare khuda, whoever is doing good work and deen work in conformity with the Quran and the Sunnah principles, then O Allah, accept their efforts, fill their hearts with ikhlas and with sincerity. Ey Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made so much of duas for us, so much of duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Oh my beloved Allah, I just cannot forget that Hajjatul Wida, because 124,000 companions, each and every one of them with a shining heart, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Oh Allah, what a kind of congregation that must have been. Not a single heart with malice, not a single heart with jealousy, not a single heart with greed, not a single heart with animosity, not a single heart with pride, not a single heart with envy and jealousy. Oh my Allah, the earth will never have a congregation of that kind again. The skies will never witness a congregation of that kind again. In the leadership of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, they are saying Ameen to the duas of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, us mubarak mauqe ke upar, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, Rukne Yamani ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, mere pyare Nabi ne mataf mein chal karke jo bhaga tha, Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche khade hokar ro ro ke jo tujhse manga tha, Hatim ke andar namaze pad karke jo manga tha, Multazam se chimat karke jo manga tha. O Allah, he attached himself to the Multazam, that sinless masoom Rahmatul lil alamin Nabi. Allah, how long he attached himself to the Multazam, how much of tears he shed at the Multazam. Allah, my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after reading the Salat, how much of duas he made behind the Maqam-e Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made in Mina, and especially in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. That sinless Masoom Nabi, he is extending his hands before you. His beard is wet with his tears. Allah, his ihram is wet with his tears. For whom is he praying, oh my Allah? He was praying for sinful ones like us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all the duas of goodness that he made in Muzdalifah, Ya Allah, accept each and every dua on behalf. Ya Allah, give us all that goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, our brothers and sisters with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us from those fitnas, protect our parents from those fitnas, our wives and children from that fitnas, and the entire ummah from those fitnas, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal which are coming, O my Allah. Allah, we are being bombarded and lashed by fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, and fitnas pouring into our homes via the satellite television. Ey Allah, even in Madina Tayyiba now the fitnas have entered. Ya Allah, when a concert can be held in Madina Tayyiba, a musical concert, then what else can we expect in our country? Ey mere Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Ey Allah, Masjid-e Aqsa ki hifazat farma, Hamari Masajid ki hifazat farma, Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail میں تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی شفاعت ہمیں نصیب فرما, قیامت کے دن جام کوثر میرے پیارے نبی کے مبارک ہاتھ سے ہمیں نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, accept our duas with the wasila of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.